I just fell into this whole thing. I did not raise my little finger to do anything about being an actress or didn't even know if I wanted to be, but I had a stutter as a child for various reasons. I'm sure someone would be able to, Professor Anthony Clare would be able to sort that out, I should think, very quickly. But we moved up to Bradford after being in Coventry, and my father died when I was very young, and my mother was getting very anxious about the stutter I had, and someone who worked in the same place, sat next to her where she was working, said, "You must send Billy down to the Bradford Civic Playhouse," which was run by a remarkable woman called Esme Church and J.B. Priestley, actually. And it was an amateur theatre, but really a remarkable amateur theatre. I was 11. I went down there. They wanted someone just to go Saturday mornings to sort of try and loosen my voice up a bit. They wanted a child in a play. They only hadn't got any choice. They only had me. And someone from the BBC was in this play, an actress who was all sort of semi-professional, and suggested I went to an audition, and I went for an audition, and I was 11 at Manchester, and I started to do children's hour from the age of 11. I was underage. I had to have a pass to get in, and they said, "Don't tell anyone you're only 11, because you're not supposed to do this until you're 12.